Wingstop lives flavor, and you crave it. That's why we've created the Boneless Flavor Fix for you and your crew. 20 boneless wings, 4 flavors, 2 fries, 2 dips, and 2 cold drinks for just $20. Whether it's lemon pepper, Louisiana rub, or atomic, finding your flavor combo is easy, but deciding who you're going to split it with, that's a different story. The Boneless Flavor Fix. Just $20 for a limited time at Wingstop. The wing experts. Prices and participation may vary. See local restaurant for details.
Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, your weekly motorsports show coming to you live from the East Coast Premier Exotic Modern Performance Classic Car and Hot Rod Facility, Bubba's East Coast Rides and Customs, and brought to you by the father and son award-winning car building team, hosts of the 6-year Silver Telly award-winning TV show Hot Rod Reality, and 5-time back-to-back Best of Award winners as voted by the U.S. Commerce Association, earning them 2 Business Hall of Fame inductions for building the very best vehicles in the industry. Let's welcome Bubba and Tom.
Well, good morning, Bud. It's Saturday morning here in beautiful, sunny South Florida. How you doing today, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing really good so far. Just getting the day going here around the facility and having some fun, man. How about you?
Bud, thank you for asking. Good morning. It's a beautiful morning, Bud. We have a very, very exciting show for everybody today. We have a new title sponsor jumping on board and joining the Lion Pride today, Bud. I'm very, very excited to talk about that.
Yeah, man. Well, are you going to tell us?
I am. We're going to have a really fun show for you today. It's going to be jam-packed today, Bub. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com.
Sounds good.
Right on, Bub. Ms. Outlaw Boutique. Good morning, ladies, Robin and Layla. Without you, none of this would be possible. Ms. Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Bub, I'm going to help you out here. You've had a long night. Bub, you're in paradise.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk over you because every time you do these sponsor deck, you don't like when I say anything. So I'm sitting here waiting for you to finish.
Monkey.
I lost my
audio.
Wait for it.
Lady, Monkey in Paradise, Bub.
What happened to your audio over there? You're dead.
Ooh, man. All right, you're back. There we go. Monkey in Paradise, Bub. Monkey in Paradise reminds you what, Bub?
Drink responsibly.
Did you drink responsibly last night? The monkey was loose at Dummy Bay till about 2 o'clock this morning.
Well, that's about as late as you can get it.
That's it, Bub. Tony Rienzi, TonyRienzi.com. Exotic car guru and salesman to the stars. Tony's going to be joining us live here. He's on the way right now. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event.
Yeah, man, super, super strong stuff down there. We've got a lot of stuff coming out of the BEM camp that's going to be hitting the June. It's the June one, correct? And on the 30th, no, yeah, July. Right. Yeah. July 30th.
July 30th this month. Yeah, July 30th this month, Bob. Looks really, really good with what those guys are doing over Cars and Coffee. We will have the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team present this month with our Exotics July 30th, Bub. When and where?
July 30th is going to be at Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. That is at Outlet Mall, Palm Beach Outlets, which is exit 71 off 95 North or South.
912.
Yep.
Big family thing. Great things. Morpheus, man. Those boys over there, Jeff and Jesse, are killing it, man. They just did another BMW. We're going to talk to Jesse today. I want him to join us live. But I'm very, very, very proud to announce the new family member here as part of the Lion Pride. He has been, and this company has been, kind of affiliated and lurking in the background with all of these great guys, Morpheus and all of them, Torque Auto Storage. But
yeah, man, really, really cool setup they got going there. Actually, it's nice because they're actually under one roof.
That's it.
With the guys at Morpheus. So super, super strong guys there. A lot of great stuff going on out of the Torque side of things, man. And tell you what, man, we've actually had a lot of fun out there at the track at Palm Beach International Race. We run with those guys too.
Yeah, we sure have. Great people over there. We're going to be giving out, you can see our producers got the website up right there behind us on the sponsorship deck.
Can we talk about that car for a minute?
Oh, my God, dude.
Yes.
Let's talk about it, Bob.
Let's talk about it. That was it. I just wanted to make that one.
No. 561-537-9019. 561-537-9019. Torque Bub, it's just really good. They do auto storage. They're all high-end exotics down there, man. They do transportation of race cars. Bobby and that whole crew over there are kind of under one roof with Morpheus, just the whole crew over there. And we're going to be doing a lot with these guys, man.
Yeah, dude, it's, you know, that's kind of a big thing, too, that a lot of people don't think about is, you know, having these kinds of higher-end cars, not even higher-end cars, but if you have a lot of cars, maybe you have three, you have four, you have five, you know, when you tap out and you're maxed out on space, you know, you've got, say, for example, your wife's car sitting in the garage. So that one's a spot out. Maybe you've got a two- or three-car garage.
Yep.
Very quickly to fill those things up, and sometimes you need an extra space to put stuff. That's exactly what they do down at Torque. They make sure they're clean, tire pressure was set, your rides every time you're ready to go in, get in and go cruise. It's just that simple.
Yeah, man. Good people, man. Very, very good guys. We're going to have a good time with them. We're going to be talking to them. There's a lot going on with them, but we're going to have a very, very busy, busy show today. I want to talk about the guys over at Grassroots Motorsports. We talked to Joe yesterday. They've got a really, really neat pamphlet coming out, Bob, called the Trackside Companion. You looked at it yesterday, 100-page publication. It's about a 10x4 publication. There are three places you're going to be able to get this. They're free. It tells you how to set up your car at the track, Bob.
Yeah, man, really, really cool stuff. And that's, you know, for your average driver, you know, the guy who's just, you know, going out on his weekend cruises, yeah, he probably will never use that thing. But a lot of the guys that want to get into the race circuit and just have a lot of fun, even if it's just on a fun level, going out on a track day, you know, we do a lot of track days, even if you're going on a test and tune or anything like that, it's a lot of fun to just go out, take advantage of, you know, what your car is doing, how it's feeding information to you, what you're feeling from it, and then being able to modify and alter that because you have an understanding of what you're feeling for and what you're looking for.
And this is a glove box edition, 100-page book, 10x4, goes right in the glove box, tells you how to set up the caster, the camera, everything on your car so you can get out there on the track and just have a good time. We're going to be racing at Homestead Speedway next week, Bob. I think the VM Rally Crew leaves Thursday. They pull out tonight or something like that.
No idea. I just get told where to go.
Yeah. So we're going to be down there. You'll have a copy. You'll see. You'll physically see that publication in our hands there at Homestead.
Yes.
You can come here and pick up a copy. And Bob, you can go right to Grassroots Motorsports website, and they'll mail you a copy for free.
Really cool, man. Yeah, I had a lot of fun looking. So I know if you guys are all out there, if you guys are in that racing circuit, just pick up the phone, call anyone, anyone here connected, whether it's us, whether it's Grassroots, you know, anybody will be able to get one of those copies in your hand, so you guys have it. Even if you're not even going to use the thing, it's really cool to just flip through and take, you know, a totally different understanding from that perspective.
It's a great, great time. Good morning, Tony Rienzi, exotic car guru and salesman to the stars. He's live and in-house. How are you doing today, man? Are you hurting?
No, I haven't been doing any of it in a while.
No?
Yeah. No? Doing a short leash.
Have you? Mama's home, right? How about that? Hey, Bob, we got a packed show today. Tony Rienzi's in the house with us, man. Always, always a pleasure to have him live. We're going to talk a little bit this morning about automotive design. Bob, you are one of the top three in the industry today. You were working with the Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, Aston Martin, this week. And it's taken everybody in South Florida by storm, the quality of what you built there, man. How do we go about these designs? You were in a design meeting with Alex from Monkey in Paradise yesterday on the Monkey in Paradise Bob's Exact Motorsports C7 Corvette. It was crazy, man, when you guys go behind closed doors, and as we said on yesterday's show, 4 hours to come up with the brake package.
Yeah, man, it's you know, it's just a lot of experience. Number one, you know, having the design and the skill set, and have, you know, again, just like I mentioned about that track stuff, you have to have a full understanding of what it is you're trying to do, where you're trying to go. Once you know those things, man, it's, to me, I feel like it's, the rest is just kind of easy from there. But you know, you just have to have some sort of vision of where you want to go, how you want to be. Then, you know, you can make it happen. In today's world, today's technology, there's enough product there, there's enough stuff out there to make literally any dream come true in any sort of motorsports arena.
Well, Bob, for example, one of the things we talked about yesterday, kind of on our daily live stream show, our number one rated internationally syndicated daily motorsports live stream, is how when you're looking at, for example, a big brake kit, what happens then when you want to change wheels and tires, and then you get into offsets, and then you've got insets, then you've got fender scrubbing. I mean, there's so much going into this automotive design, it's just not even funny.
Yeah, there's a lot, man, that people don't really take into consideration. You know, let's throw some stuff out there randomly. Say you've got a brand new Porsche, right? Maybe you want to throw on a set of three-piece wheels and tires. Well, everyone knows that
There we go. We're on it, man. It happens every time, man.
So let's just talk on this guy. So let's just say, you know, you've got a brand new Porsche, for example. You want to throw a set of 3-piece wheels and tires on it. So we're not talking off the shelf. You call, you place an order with any random company. You're not getting a set of wheels that are just one piece, monoblock, they follow Porsche, whatever. You're getting a wheel that is going to be specifically cut to your car, to your application. So a lot of things come into consideration that you've got, you know, how much fitment you can get under that car. So typically when you're doing 3-piece custom cut wheels and tires, you're not only doing it for design, but you're doing it for a total change. You're maximizing what you've got. You're going, you know, probably to a larger diameter from a 20 to a 21, 19 to 20, whatever it is you're doing, but you're also maxing out that width. You're not going to just go and change your wheels and stay the same. Like a lot of people want to add a lot more meat to their cars. You can typically do that on a lot of today's cars. They have a lot of room. Factories built pretty conservative. So you can actually put a lot more on. So if you're maximizing that room, now you've got a set of, let's just throw some random stuff out there, maybe 10 grand worth of wheels and tires on your car that are 3-piece custom cut. You've got a set that were built for your car. Now you've run it at the track. You feel like, hey, my car's doing really good, performs really well, but guess what? My brakes suck, right? Maybe they're fading, they're small. I've got too much power for what my car can brake. So now you're going to put a set of brakes on that. Well, you all know that changing brakes, you can have different rotor thicknesses on the rotor hat themselves, on the hubs. That can change your offset. So maybe your wheel and tire combo was built to be just flush with the end of your fender well. If you've changed that, maybe you went to a bigger brake, maybe it's going to add another, 7 mils. That's a quarter of an inch. That's very small. That can push that wheel and tire outside the car. Now you've got 10 grand worth of wheels and tires that either are going to stick outside the car or you just get rid of them.
Especially about when you go into it from a racetrack application, if you're out there pushing 150, 200 miles an hour in those cars, as you know, Tony, those cars are feeling everything on that racetrack. Now you move something out a quarter inch, and guess what? You've got rubber contacting the metal of the body.
Yeah.
I know everything's pretty precise in a car. I mean, I'm not a mechanic or a tech guy, but, you know, it's like a puzzle. Just everything fits just right. I mean, personally, I don't own any car ever, balloon or anything. I really never customized because I didn't have the skill like Bubba has or Giorgio to even know where to start. So if I didn't buy a setup, you know, it was safe to drive. I didn't mess with it.
You couldn't get it. Yeah.
So especially racing, you guys are talking racing. When I see you guys pulling shocks out, you know, putting seats in the cars, it's probably not the only thing I know how to do on a race car. The other stuff is it's safe when you know what you're doing.
Yeah, it is. And speaking of Gio, I want everybody to know that Gio is headed down to Broward Lamborghini right now, but there is a supercar Saturday going on.
Everybody go down. Saturdays.
Yep, that's it. Everybody go down and meet our rally car driver, world champion, Mr. Gio Hammerbeck. He is heading down with Monkey in Paradise owner Alex. They're going to be down there checking that scene out. So everybody, please go down and check them out. But another big announcement coming out of Bubs Exotic Motorsports this week was the release of the Motorsports apparel and accessory online shopping.
Yeah, man. It's something we've been wanting to do for a while. We've just been pulling ducks in a row, man. Everybody knows if you know, you guys are followers, fans, friends, builders, whatever. You know, we have, you know, literally we have our hands into so many different things here, PM, everything from the reasoning to the designs to the vodka side of things to the car sales, the exotic car rentals, the storage stuff, the wrap stuff. So literally, I mean, inside of Team BDM, there's 50 different things that are going on that can be very quickly connected. So it's, we have our hands in a lot of stuff. And with that, we've been trying to get together a complete merchandise and apparel side of things. It just takes a lot of work. We've officially launched that as of what, maybe Monday?
Monday or Tuesday.
Just before the 4th of July, right?
No, just after July.
So we just officially launched it on our website. There's a lot more to come. We've got a lot of stuff out there already. We've got coffee mugs, iPhone cases, shirts, fun apparel. There's keychains. There's all kinds of stuff you can imagine. You can get to that stuff straight by going to our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. I mean, down 12 o'clock when it's out of shop.
It says right there, if you go out there today and use the promo code BLOGTALK, B-L-O-G, talk, BLOGTALK, there's free shipping on orders of over $7,500.
$7,500. Why do you have so many zeros on that paper? Can we hold that up for a second?
One of our producers, really.
I like how he thinks.
Look how many zeros we got going here.
You'll see there's a women, there's a men's. There's all kinds of great stuff out there at free shipping over $75. So it's very, very easy to do. And all you do is click on what you want. Next thing you know, it's on its way to you. I'm very, very, very proud of that. Big shout out to
I didn't even see this one. Look at this. We got tread patterns and everything going on. Look at your middle, man. Is this all you right here, or is this you and Casey? What's going on?
That's those two working Casey together and Casey. Putting stuff up. Tony Ramsey, by the way, did you know that we've inducted another member into the Lions Pride? I think it's going to be the final member. It is Torque Auto Storage.
Yeah, I was just watching a video this morning. Took me back to sleep. It was just unveiled a car to one of their guys.
I think it was the white BMW. Yeah. Bub said that is actually Bobby's car. Is that correct?
Yeah, man, that's a good looking ride. You know, I actually was talking to him yesterday about it, man. It's not only, you know, of course, sitting there in Torque Storage, but, you know, the guys over at Morpheus, they threw the car itself was a gloss finish. Then they went ahead and wrapped it in the Expel, which is a matte wrap that they put on top. The car is not a crazy, you know, color, flashy, you know, full logo and a themed up kind of wrap. Very much like, you know, the monkey cars, the BM track cars. This is just a very baller looking setup. It's just a matte pearl white. Looks really, really good. And I'll tell you what, man, that any of those BMWs look good in that matte finish. And that's starting to be a really, really strong thing right now in the industry.
Yeah, it's amazing, Bob. And it's just the Lion Pride, Tony, as you know, is a conglomeration of the best business minds in the world. It's the heavyweights. It's the heavy hitters. So it's Morpheus. It's Bubba's. It's Miss Outlaw Boutique. It's TonyRianzi.com. It's Torque Auto Storage. It's the big ballers. Nobody can penetrate that veil. Nobody, man. Good morning to Joseph Kramer out there in Virginia. We see you. Tony Rianzi said he's coming in hot, but he's already here, Bub. Lewin Hayden says, good morning from smoldering 70-degree Ozark, Missouri. It's 70 degrees when we lay down and go to sleep here at night. 90 when we get up. Lewin, get down here and join us. Andre Henderson saying, I'm showing my support. Good morning, Andre, and thank you for being part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family here. We appreciate it. Angie, good morning to you as well. We're all out there, Tony.
Yeah, someone's getting still in Italy.
He's in Italy. I bet he's listening. God knows we've got listeners over in Scotland.
I don't even know what time it is. I don't know what day it is over there.
I have a question.
Or something?
It's like 6 hours ahead, I think. Come on.
Yeah.
Has anybody noticed that every posting Vinny Colombo puts up, Vinny is our one of our exotic car techs here, does the Ferraris and the Lambos and stuff. Has anybody besides you and I mean you two work that side of the business together? But has anybody noticed the only thing he's putting up is pictures of food?
Yes.
Sausages.
Is it? I can see some sausages. I just saw a sausage.
Sausages everywhere, man. Sausages everywhere. I'm waiting for a phone call from Tony Franco. I'm hooked on driving. He's out at an event today. I want him to talk to us about it and give us a little more about it. We'll be with Tony. By the way, I don't know if when Bud was looking at the Morpheus website today, because we always stay up with the Lion Pride and what they're doing so we can promote it. He saw the Hooked on Driving trailer sitting there in the background. That's really,
I did see that.
That's
yeah,
being around there at Morpheus.
I figured them too. Business.
Morpheus has got it down there. And I know Bobby, I talked to him this morning from Torque Auto Storage. He's going to get us graphics for the trailer and for the rally car, man.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on.
Those are great guys over there.
They really are, man. God dang it, man. The whole Lion Pride is amazing, man.
We got a lot of cars we got to get ready to get wrapped to, by the way.
Yeah, we do. We've got the one going to SEMA.
Yep. We've got the SEMA car coming down the line, and that's going to, man, we have a lot of work to do that thing before it has to get on a trailer and head out.
Yeah. And that,
a lot of work.
Again, more of your amazing design, Bub. You know, we talked just how hard it is to simply do a wheel and tire combination.
Yeah.
In fact, by the way, the Marlins player that you're working on, the design on his truck, his dad sent me another design today. I want you to take a look at that when we clear the air.
Okay.
I don't think it's the right wheel and tire combination. The offset's way outside of that truck. It's going to scrub.
Yeah.
He sent me a picture of something on a Dodge Ram. Mm-hmm. That's quite different than a Ford F-150.
Yeah, I mean, not only that, but it's, in the wheel truck or the truck wheel world, it's totally different because you know, a lot of guys, when they lift the truck, they go pretty big. You know, you do a 4-inch, you do a 6-inch, 3-inch, I mean, 10-inch lifts, any of those things. You know, you don't just go straight up in the air, you have to go out with them as well, so you can keep some of that traction, some of that width, and some of that handling. Not only that, but it adds look to it, you know. So a lot of guys, they lift, and then you want to go out, you know, 4 inches outside the truck, 5 inches, 6 inches, whatever it may be. And all that depends on your offsets, a minus 12, minus 24, 44, whatever it is you're doing. And on this one, we're just, it's a mild build. We're going to do, a 1.5-inch leveling kit. And you have to keep that in perspective, keep it real. I mean, we're only doing a leveling kit in the front just enough to take that factory, the factory brakes and all these trucks come up. They're just a touch lower in the front on all today's trucks, lift it up just a little bit. Doesn't give us a lot of room for a lot of stuff, but gives us enough room to get, just a touch bigger and tighter, get a better looking real tire, better wheel on there. And that's all you're going to get out of it.
Well, and this particular player's father, good morning to fellow Lion, Jeff out at Morpheus. He's live with us. Good morning, Jeff. Jesse's going to join us. Your business partner there is going to join us here at the 9:30 slot, just at the bottom of the sponsorship deck. So good morning to you out there, Jeff. We appreciate all you guys do. Morpheus is the best in the business there, Ratchet and Bubba style. But
pretty good looking stuff.
Oh, my God. And Jeff, did you hear the good news about Torque Auto Storage joining the Pride? I wanted to see if you had heard about that. One of the things we're talking about here with this player's vehicle, his father builds hot rods and stuff like that. And it just shows you're number three in the industry. You're amongst the top three in the world today. It just shows he keeps going back and forth. We've been very patient about it. It's not a problem. That's good. But because you build hot rods doesn't mean you understand how lifted trucks work.
Yeah, it's totally different, man. Especially on, this one's actually, it's a brand new Chevrolet. That wheel fitment, man, is super, super tough on those because the wheel arches are not like they used to be where they were rounded to have the same shape as a tire. All Chevrolets now are literally like a square, the actual wheel wells are. So you have no room for any sort of good looking wheel and tire combo on it where, like you had old K5 Blazers in the 70s and stuff, you could throw a set of 37s under them and they wouldn't even think about rubbing in the factory wheel wells. I mean, they were huge wheel wells, they were rounded, so everything worked perfectly. The cut line of the tire versus the fender well was all the exact same. Totally different now. In order to just get a 35-inch tire, which is a fairly small tire in today's world, 35-inch of a brand new Silverado, you're going to have to do 8-inch lift without rubbing, which is huge.
And Tony, you see signs going on all the time around here. What do you think? Tell everybody what it's like just to see it happening or to sit in on the meetings like you were yesterday.
Sometimes I really go when I talk about the shop here, but I'm simple. I'm passionate about cars, and a lot of guys think I really know all the stuff that Bubba knows. So when I see that, I don't know any of that stuff. I know what I know, my lane.
But yeah.
So when I see all the stuff that goes on here that Bubba does, it's very impressive.
Isn't it amazing to? It's one thing to sit and hang out with him, just to have a beer or read about him in a magazine, but to be around him and watch the knowledge and the technical expertise that's just. I mean, it stirs in his head, man.
Well, there's a lot of guys that I've always surrounded myself with that were talented like that. So that doesn't impress me as much as his age and knowledge. When you put that together, you say, wow. Because most of the guys that know everything, Bob knows everything. He's talking about customs different than working with trucks. To me, it's the same. If you can mess with metal, you're used to it. But the fact that he's young and he has that knowledge, that's the part that's impressive.
That's the gift that God gave him, and people don't understand. He started at the age of four. Man.
People see Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears and they say, oh, look how young they are. They have all the success. No, he started when they were five.
That's right. That's right.
Bob's one of those guys. JoJo is one of those guys.
JoJo is one of those guys,
Broke open a piggy bank or a meter machine. Yeah. I forget how it worked.
Yeah, and he did. Gio.
That's his story.
He's talking about Gio, the BEM World Rally driver. Gio is down at they're going down to the Broward Lamborghini Supercar Saturday show, right, Bob?
Yeah, man, that's a super insane show down there, dude. I'll tell you what, and that's only a 2-hour long show.
We need to have Floyd down here, or up here, however you say it. Shout out to Monkey Paradise. I missed the event.
Well, we couldn't get up there last night. Everybody was like,
shit out of Alex because I just found out about the rally. I'm like, why didn't he call me up? So I'm going to give a shout out, but I'm going
to. Gio says he's in the rally right now.
Gio's at the rally.
So
right now.
I got the call to go to the rally, and I'm like, I can't let them down because I'm late for everything. So give me here at 9. Tell me.
You and I have the same problem. I can't be there.
So it's a great show, but you guys should have Floyd up here.
Because I have no problem with that.
Floyd's a great guy. I love cars and coffee, Palm Beach, but when I'm down in Broward, it's just a different
vibe, man.
He's a different orchestra.
Right on, man. Good morning. morning to Craig Netzer, who is our personal assistant. He's out there kind of hanging out, running around out there. Thanks, Craig, for checking in. Gio says he is at the rally event right now. Gio, you can call in. Why don't you call in, Gio? 714-242-5166. 714-242-5166. Give us a report of how it looks out there. And anybody who wants to call in and join us live, we don't open the phone lines up very often because things happen so quickly on the show. 714-242-5166. Let's hear from you. Hey, Bob. So when we talk about these designs, we talk about the youth. We talk about you're only 28 years old and what you bring forth, man. And people don't know how hard it is for you to stay on top of that, to study all of the time, to work all of the time, the hours that it requires to do this, man.
Well, I feel like it's it's definitely like any industry. You have to want to, if you want to master your industry, whatever it is, man. Maybe you're in an electronics industry, maybe you deal with phones every day, maybe like Matt, our IT producer, he has his hands into a lot of different things that he has interest in, and he's the same way. He wants to master all of those things. You know, he may have 10 different things he wants to know about, everything ranging from electronics to, foundation stuff that's, with like the earth and the environment. I mean, literally there's a full array of things that he likes to enjoy, but I feel like everything you have, if you want to master something, you have to take the time and research, and once you have like kind of that want or that desire, you don't stop until you have it all, and that's where I'm at. It's, there's not a piece of the business that I don't, that go out and I don't learn and I don't stop until I conquer it. I mean, I don't. It's, I literally went from painting a 4-stage candy paint starting of this week to hand fabricating an exhaust system the next day. There's not many people in the world that go out there and do every piece of it.
There are not.
I'm sitting down and I'm searching. There are fabricating panels. There, if I'm fabricating, exhaust systems, manual
points, and interior.
All kinds of stuff that not a lot of people go out and they master every arena.
And that's part of what makes you so different, Bob, that you do touch every piece of the business. You do touch every part of your business. Everything that you get into, and Tony, you see him out there. I mean, he can be body working it. You come in and do wet sanding and buffing.
He's a ninja.
He's a ninja, man.
You can have a conversation with Bob or with Tom, and you better be careful of the same surprises, because Bob will be right around the corner and just quiet.
He's like a great black shark. That's it.
I don't know where he's going to be. But,
you know where I am, because I'm yelling or throwing things.
Or wrecking something.
Bob's always, just where the guys might want to go jam, I have a question. He's there, he grabs it.
He runs it. Yeah, he does. By the way, Bob, we haven't talked too much about it, but Tony Rienzi initially cut his teeth in the industry by doing detailing. People don't know that that's what he made his money as originally was, and he's still a very humble, laid-back dude. And Bugs Exotic Motorsports is joining forces with TonyRienzi.com, and we are going to reestablish that detail side of it, only on a much higher shelf level. That's in the works right now.
Yeah, big time. It's it's not going to be something that especially for guys like Sean Kelly out there at DNA. It's not going to be anything like that with the ceramic coating process. It's going to be totally different. Just strictly car washing and detailing, right, Tony?
Yeah, I mean,
just a place that does quality freaking jobs. That's it.
See, I had yesterday, by the way, was my, I didn't realize it until I left here. It was my 19th in business, and I had left one of my businesses out. I forgot about it, and I'm like, I forgot about that, because I should just go to Orlando. Business would be great. And like Bob said, it's when you're passionate, when you want to do it. Like right now, things don't flow for me because I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, I'm 42 years old. I think I'm 42 now. I'm just enjoying. When I was in my 20s, I had that reason.
Yeah.
And whatever I did, and it all boils down to car washing.
Yeah.
I just have my car washes everywhere in Orlando. That's where I made all my dough.
And that's
bring it back into that. Yeah.
I mean, that's, and we're developing that right now.
Yeah, man, for sure. Because it's, tell me, there's just no one out there that has. I mean, think about this honestly. What places do you know of? Just on the back of your mind, do you know that truly know how to respect and take care of cars in a quick car wash type fashion? Not many.
All my cars are rolling.
Pull it into the body shop. That's it.
But
No, you're real washy. I can't make you guys out.
Well, good morning. How are you from live down there in Broward County?
There's something wrong with the audio on your end.
Why don't you do this, dear? Why don't you try calling us back? Hang up and call us back and see if you get a better signal.
Okay.
Yes. I think it's something on the other end. It's really fuzzy. Yeah, it's real fuzzy out there. He's at the event, but it's very fuzzy. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the bottom of the hour. Let's jump into the sponsorship deck. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Ms. Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. They will be on the road with us next week at Homestead Speedway. You're going to see some amazing clothing and articles out there. Monkey in Paradise, monkeyinparadise.com. The two-time 2017 double gold winner, Bob. The best vodka in the world, Bob.
Man, absolutely amazing, by the way.
Man,
the new displays they have going up everywhere.
Let's go ahead and roll out a contest Monday. Let's put a contest together. You do it. You're very creative with those.
Yes.
Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly. Tony Rienzi, TonyRienzi.com, exotic car guru and salesman of the stars, and he's here in-house with us having a little fun today. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. Morpheus Designs, man. Those guys are amazing over there. You can't say enough about Jeff and Jesse. They're going to call and join us here shortly. I want to talk to Jesse about a couple of things. And welcome to our new title sponsor with the Lion product. We got to say a good morning to Torque Auto Stories, Bobby, the whole crew over there, man. Good guys over there. Exotic car storage, automotive transportation, Bob. They do it all over there.
Yeah, guys, man. Everything for the guys.
All under one roof over there with Morpheus and Torque. Let's see if we can get Gina back here on the phone. You're with us today. Hey, do you have the windows up in the car you're in? Are you inside in a closed area?
I still can't hear you guys. It sounds like you're way away from the mic, but I can tell you, navigate through a hornet's nest right now. We got twin turbo Vipers, a bunch of McLarens, and we're jamming out.
And
we got Alex and Monkey in Paradise leading the pack.
that's a surprise. That's why they're having trouble hearing us. They are inside the car moving very quickly in the rally going from Lamborghini to McLaren down in Broward County, man.
Alex is probably just doing his typical number one right out the roof.
I nailed it. He's like a dog fighting in the sky. He thinks there's a bogey behind him. He's shaking loose.
Yeah. And by the way,
shaking a bogey loose.
Speaking of which, did everybody see the new video that our producer put up from last week's event? Holy smokes, man. Ladies and gentlemen, go to bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, scroll down on the bottom right-hand side of the landing page, and click on the YouTube link. It'll say subscribe. Just click on that right there. You'll see our producers going to it. Watch this video, right? Or just watch that video. It's 13 minutes and 46 seconds long. It is the most well-produced video. I think it's going to surpass. We had this talk last night. The video with Billy Lane and Layla Bonathy is over 10,000 views now.
Nice.
And I got a feeling we're not going to pass that because we don't have Layla Bonathy in ours, but I get that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so well done. This gives you an idea of how tough. There's the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsche coming down the back stretch there. You see the way it's set up. Bub is in the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 911 Porsche with world rally champion Mr. Gio Hammerbeck, the driver of the BEM Motorsports car. This was the time he got us out there on the track. The way Matt did this was amazing because you hear the audio of Gio saying, go, 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 power, power, power. He's driving you through this. The music is dumping. The adrenaline's on board. It's you're the hair standing up on your arms as you're running these corners at 100 miles an hour. And our producers also, this is all in 4K technology. Our producer is taking us through the corners. Gio, watch, Gio will, he's saying, go, go, get to the apex, get to touch the cone, blah, blah, blah. Then you see Bub come out of this top corner up here, and he stands on it, and the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsche leaves everyone sitting still. It's absolutely amazing. You're going to love this video. You've got to go out and watch it. The producer takes you on an inside tour of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports pit area. You see the touring rig. You see the trailer, the rally car. You see the Monkey in Paradise Bubba's Exotic Motorsports C7 Corvette that Bub's building right now. You see the Tony Rienzi Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Diablo, the Porsches, the tour bus that was just packed in there, Tony, with all kinds of
nice.
Wasn't that fun, man?
Nice, nice.
A lot of good stuff going on there.
So yeah, spot.
Yeah. You guys have got to go see this video. If you haven't seen it, do yourself a treat. I'm actually going to put it up for the Sunday morning video on LinkedIn. I like everybody to wake up and have a really fun video there. But you can see our pit area is the classiest one out there. There's Hooked on Driving right there. I love the blooper at the end. Our producer puts one blooper in every video that he produces like this. So you never know what it's going to be. There's us. There's Chip from Hooked on Driving. Good guys out there, man. Dr. Wayne Van Sice, the orthopedic surgeon for the Miami Marlins, and our team doctor was out there in his brand new Mercedes with Gio Bob.
Yeah, man, a lot of good stuff, man. We had a fun time at the track that day. That was, what was that? Was that last weekend or the weekend before? I don't know.
I can't keep track.
Because our days run together, man.
I love Tony Franco and what he's done.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're more tuned into him now because of Gio. You know, we're actually involved more.
Yep.
Other than just friends, but. Tony Gio is an amazing one. Compare him
to anybody else. Anybody else on drive?
I mean, yeah. Guys, I was down at the restroom, and he was instructing the guy and his son. So I'm washing my hands, and I hear the kid. They come in, he's talking to his pop, and he's like, "Oh, that guy was awesome. After all these times I've been here, that's it. I'm done. That's I figured it out." It's like the one time with Gio. So I mentioned to the kid. Hey, that's my buddy. I said, did you have a good experience? He said, he made it simple.
Right on,
he said, I've been months of trying to get it, and I could never really get comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Compliment to you. I mean, you gave me some very, very nice compliments this week, Tony. I want to share that with everybody. Men don't often share emotions. Tony told me I was probably the most amazing dad he's ever met, and I took that to heart. He also said he was in the
side by dad.
Exactly. He was also in the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsche with me, one of them last week, and he said that my driving skills were extremely
smooth. Yeah, real smooth.
Which is, by the way, a really shocker.
From the stories I hear, yeah.
Yeah, like big time.
I've seen the buses and buses,
you know. How does he have it under control on the track?
It's smooth.
I can't even get out of the parking lot without taking the
smooth.
Yeah.
So we just need to give him more space is what we're saying.
Probably so.
That's it.
I want to get to the end of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports video. I want everybody to see the blooper for this particular episode. Mr. Producer, if you could take us to that episode. I love the blooper that was put in at the end of this. And we're going to put Tony's spot here. And you never know when our producer is going to catch him, but they always show up, man. And this is a really, really fun year.
By the way, Matt, thank you for just showing me how to click on that link, because I've been trying to figure out how to click the YouTube link forever. So you definitely just
got I can't believe how nice that came out from there. What's that, the drone?
Yeah, and that all comes in 4K resolution.
All 4K.
Yeah, it looks like a race.
Like it's right there. Yep. And I love the way that this was caught, because as you're watching the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports rally car go, look at the clouds transition. It tells you how hard those corners are. See them?
Yeah, if you watch that spin, I mean, that's 180 right there. 3 G's on the body right there. 3 G's on your body right there. Isn't that neat? And everybody that was giving me hell out of
this. It's like the earth, doesn't it?
It does.
It's like that. It's,
it was beautifully captured, man. It was
I'm a little tripping right now.
Isn't that cool?
You look like the earth.
It's amazing. Now, here's the end of the video, ladies and gentlemen. Watch this. Clever. Nobody says anything until he figures out there's Tony Rienzi getting his helmet. And the helmet goes on back.
Alex just walks away from it. I'm not with this guy.
This guy's putting his helmet on backwards. I'm going to drive that way. Oh, my God. That's funny. And these are the little bloopers that our producer puts in that makes them so much fun, man. Yeah. Not to mention the better music, man. It just drives.
All the years I was down in Palm Beach County was fun. You know, I was real tight with Roger. Roger Martinez. And that was a lot of fun. You know, so I haven't hung out with him in a year. But never was it a camaraderie of a group of different businesses. So it's the track was just
what we built
with Alex and Monkey Paradise, you know, Bubba Zod Motorsports, us. I mean, it's just as great,
isn't it, man?
You're just doing it. Everybody's coming over going, what do you guys got going on over here?
Like, what don't we have going on? Just don't
go on these guys.
Hey, just do not go on the tour bus, please.
I just thought it was super funny. So we're all out there, we're all getting trained by Geo Hammerbeck, who's our rally and drift driver. And the pilot of the BDM race team. So we're all out there getting trained, getting certified so that we can all go from, you know, you have to go through certain skill levels. You have to go from, you know, novice to intermediate to advanced expert. You know, you have to go through all of these different steps and you have to be licensed by a professional race driver to do it so that you can get out there and run with that kind of class and make sure that you're not going to be out there causing, you know, any damage or say to anyone else. So we're all out there, we're doing it, we're going through the day. We get all, I mean, everyone was dripping sweat. Everything's going, we've all been freaking, like, slamming it all day long, just running car. You know, we're getting through the day. It's 3-4 in the afternoon. Tony comes up to me, and he's like, man, I got $2.5 million worth of cars sitting here, and I haven't been on the track once. Will somebody take me for a ride?
I still have passenger
bracelet. Passenger bracelet. He didn't even go to the office yet. He's like, I'm passenger only, dude. Will somebody take a ride?
I said to Chip, he said, what class are you? I said, no vice. I didn't even say it right. Like, I've never done that kind of. I don't understand anything about racing. I know. I want to be like a kid that was about GOC. Put it this way: I spent 6 years in Philadelphia without a driver's license, so I know how to drive and get away when I needed to.
You know, why am I thinking Grand Theft Auto here?
No, no, never that. But just didn't have a license, so I had to dodge the man. But to get on the track and push the car to its maximum power and stay controlled, it's just all you gotta do is teach me the fundamentals of anything.
I'll get out there and do it, watch it.
But I don't know how much, like, I saw the dude slam into the wall.
He smashed that thing.
So the first thing I'm thinking is either my bank's gonna hang me because I'll destroy a Ferrari. Or I'm going to destroy the rental car or the friend's car. So every time I got offered to go out, I just kind of was like, going about the vet.
Don't be afraid, though. But see, that's
no, I just don't want to damage something.
Who cares?
Someone running to me.
Who cares? You know, who cares?
I want your attitude. Yeah.
Who cares?
I want to go Tom style.
Yeah. Who cares?
That's like, take the tour bus on the track.
Oh, man, that'd be great to do a parade lap with, wouldn't it? Have the pop outs because we've got all ours is optioned up. We've got 4 pop outs on it.
I give him no idea.
No, he's already thinking with the pop outs open and everything dangerous already.
Yeah, we had that Ferrari police car. It was a really cool code down at the track.
What about like a Brazilian one? It's like the white and green.
I have the car now on consignment for sale. It's a white.
Which one?
It's a white
Ferrari.
We couldn't sell the car back when Ferraris weren't out that hot a few years ago. The old stuff. Especially white's hot now, but 5 years ago you couldn't. It was called a refrigerator, and it's a Ferrari Lambo on the white. They were refrigerators.
I wonder why they call it that.
Because when you look out a window, that's what it looks like, a big white square. You know, they weren't good looking.
Yeah,
now white's hot because, you know, our generation, Miami Vice.
Yeah.
But anyway, forgot where I was going with that. We couldn't sell the car, and Roger and I were drinking at our beach, and he's like, I got it. Because we were, you know, challenge cars, made all these ideas. And I was like, I got it. We shoot to his shop, a drum. And he pulls up this Colombian police car here. The story was drug dealer, they confiscated the car in Colombia.
Yeah.
spot I gave it to him. So he threatens retaliation with the guys at an auction. So the police keep it. They wrapped it.
Nice.
So I wrapped the car. This is a funny story. I sell my Ferrari Spider to an old man, about 8 years old. Sure enough, he sees I break out the police car, and he loves it. He trades the Spider in that day, takes the police car. It was a lot of fun. We took it to the track, and the reason I broke that car up was Tony, I think, had us make it a parade lap to make it like a pace car. So when we get this BEM race team off the ground and we're kind of flowing, I'm going to take one of the 348s and do like a pace car.
That'd be very cool. That's a very good idea.
Yeah, that car had, I mean, that car made front page of Ferrari Marketing Report.
Wow.
And I don't know anybody that could really just throw that around.
Yeah.
I got a call and said, hey, your car's, you need the car, and they mentioned your business. So the car got a lot of eyes.
Wow, that's very cool. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have one of the Lion Pride on the phone with us right now. Good morning, boys from Morphevis.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you today?
Fantastic.
We saw the beautiful BMW guy that you guys just finished up yesterday. Let's talk a little bit about that, man.
Yeah, thank you. I was really excited to do that job. Bob from Torque Auto has been wanting to paint protect his car for a while. And, you know, he didn't want just the regular clear. He wanted something that gave his car a little pop. And, you know, we recommended the Stealth by Expel. And, you know, we saw some pictures online and what it could do. And he said, let's do it. So we brought in the shop and got started. And 3 days later, rolled it out, got a video of his reaction. He was so excited. And I got to tell you, it is such a beautiful looking car. It has that nice satin sheen glow to it. From every angle, it just has that pop. And the best part is now he's guaranteed to have a clean car for 10 years. 10-year warranty on that stuff. It's insane.
And Bob, that's what you were saying too. You were looking at that car today, and I don't know the names of these wraps and all of that stuff, but you were calling that out today, saying the exact same words that Jesse's using and all of that stuff, and how clean you thought that car looked. And you're going to get your hands on it. You want to restance that car, fade out the tail lights a little bit, and give it a very aggressive, stealthy look, man.
Yeah, man, it's cool when you can have, and that's really where today's world is in terms of the technology, in terms of, what's available, the wraps in the industry, man, especially when you've got, like, Jesse and Jeff over at Morpheus doing these things, dude. It's, when you are wrapping a car, let's say you just went and dropped $100,000 on a car, right, brand new, Porsche, BMW, Audi, whatever it may be, you go and drop $100,000, maybe they didn't have it in the color you wanted. Maybe it's the exact color you wanted. Maybe you just want to take it from a gloss to a dull finish, just like this BMW. It is a very, very, very strong way to not only A, protect the car, most importantly, but B, you can change it to whatever you want, man. So maybe you don't want to go through a $20,000 paint job and change the whole color of that car permanently. Maybe you want to do, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000, depending on what you're doing for a wrap. Custom colors, mattes, gloss, iridescence. You can do all that stuff, and once it's done, by the way that they do it at Morpheus, man, it's so freaking smooth. It's incredible. It looks like you just had a payment. So if you don't like it, you peel it off and throw something else on it.
It's amazing what those guys do over there. Hey, Jeff, what's on the schedule for this week, man? Tell us what's going on down at Morpheus this week.
Okay, this week is going to be kind of fun. We're going to be revamping the Hooked on Driving trailer, which is actually parked right out back. We're going to begin stripping it.
Morning.
Getting it. Say it again.
We saw that this morning. We saw it sitting there.
No. Oh yes. Sorry. This week we're taking the Hooked on Driving and we're going to revamp it and get it restyled ready for the race season. Really excited to be part of that. The Hooked on Driving experience is a great company. It's a great outfit and. You know, the fact that they even chose us, for this is such an honor. And, I'm actually here at the shop today, believe it or not. And I'm in the design process and we're getting the design ready because we got to get this trailer out of here so it's ready for the race season.
That's right. We go racing next week, by the way. Jesse, I talked to Bobby from Torque Auto Storage, who is now an official member of the Lion Pride with Morpheus, Bubs Exotic Motorsports, Tony Ramsey,
Miss Outlaw Boutique, Cars and Coffee. And he asked him if he could please get some graphics together. I think he's going to approach you about that. Could you please help us for the rally car and the race trailer on that?
Yeah, of course. You know, that's what I'm here for. That's what I do. You know, you give me a task, I'm going to accomplish it and try to give you something that you didn't expect and just make sure everyone's happy with the final product that we produce. That's the ticket for success, part of being part of the Lion Pride family.
Yep, that's what it is. That's part of the Lion Pride family. Quality, honesty, ethics, morals, values, the whole nine yards, right?
That's integrity,
man. All good. What happens to me about 12 beers in?
It all goes out the window. Everything. It's going all out the window. Everything. Quality, integrity, sickness. That's it. You got it. Throw it out the window.
I'm reckless with no beers in me.
I know. Problem with that.
I was happy to miss out on all those teeth.
That was an amazing time.
I mean, that was the last time I had a good time in a while, but I told you I'd go on a short leash.
Yeah.
I just had a really good time.
It's good, man. That's what it's all about. Lion Pride.
10 or 12 years ago.
I was, man. The Lion Pride. Yeah, absolutely. No. Well, we actually started drinking that morning at about 10:30. Our producer wanted to have wings.
Matt, this is all on you, man.
Yes. Our producer said, I won't do any filming. I'm on strike until I get wings and a cold beer. So it started, I think it started with a draft Bud Light, and then it went to a 16-ounce Pabst Blue Ribbon in the can. And I was going to say, pass that PBR over here. Jesse, what do you guys think? Are you guys down there having a good time with it like that?
Oh, of course, always.
I got to tell you, man, Morpheus does the greatest stuff down there. Jeff, you guys are amazing. I wanted to compliment you guys on that BMW you did and the Hooked on Driving, Tony Franco trailer you've got down there. I told Tony a couple weeks ago when we talked about that you guys are the most amazing people in the world, man. And nobody can do raps like you guys can, man.
Yeah, I appreciate those kind words, man. You know, I got into this business because I just love art. And to be able to take the art and put it onto a public piece, a trailer, a car, I mean, anything. Just to stand back and always look at that final product and go, wow, I did that. And the best part is when the customer has the same appreciation that I have, it really is a great feeling, because it's not only is this what I'm doing for a living, but I enjoy it. You know, and that's what it's all about. That's why I got into it.
You do. And everybody there at Morpheus, Torque Auto Storage, and the whole Lion Pride, man, everybody are just, we're happy people, man. We're enjoying life, you know?
Yeah, literally this morning I jumped in the Porsche, because we got, you know, we have the Morpheus Porsche here at the shop.
Yep.
I jumped in the Porsche just to take a quick ride with Dunkin' Donuts. And, you know, it's a bright, beautiful day. I'm excited for what I'm doing today. I'm going to sit down and design the HOD trailer. And it's just, that's how I'm getting my day started. I figure out, you know, what am I going to do today to get it done and get through it in a good mood and a positive attitude. And that's it. And that's how we get our projects done. We just find ways to just keep upbeat, happy, and get them done.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Lion Pride mentality, huh, Bob?
That's it, man. Just, you know, go strong and, you know, just keep pushing out the best quality product money can buy. It's that simple.
That's it.
And it's all got to be trendsetters, man. I mean, you look at that Monkey in Paradise bat, dude, it's absolute insanity. When you look at the fact that, and again, that's not just wrapping a car. That car is something that is another level. That is probably, I don't know, how many different colors on that car, Jesse? Maybe 5, 6, 7?
Yeah, there's a few, you know, that's what I try to tell some of my clients when they begin the process of wrapping a car with something cool, like how Alex did with the Monkey in Paradise car, is the whole process is just so much fun, because when you first sit down, there's so many unknowns. And then all of a sudden, when you get going, I remember Alex was pointing, he kept pointing to his watch saying, I like this color. I like this color. And I kept looking at his watch and I'm like, okay, let's find that color. So I took that color. The blue band.
So I took
that blue band, that color that I liked, and I intertwined it in all different ways. And it was kind of fun, because he'd come into the shop sit with me as I'm designing. And he'd be like, well, I don't know about this. And I'd be like, hold on. Let me add a few effects. Ready? Ah, what do you think of that? Oh, my God, I love it. There you go. And, I mean, we got the reds, we got the blacks, we got the grays, we got the blues, the cyans. I mean, and if you really take time with all my designs and you look in close, you'll always find some detail that you didn't really know was there until you start to really look at it. And for me, that's one of the best things ever. Even if you were to look at my own truck, I actually just redid it with Spider-Man and all the Marvel guys. It's pretty far out. And if you just take the time to look, you'll be able to see there's just so many little details. And that's my favorite part, is the whole design process.
And you guys just do an amazing job, Jesse. We're very, very proud of you. We love you guys. MorpheusDesigns.com. Call Jesse. Jesse, what's the number down there, man?
You could reach us 561-719-9692. Call anytime, text, it doesn't matter. Just if you got something fun, please bring it on by. Let's do it.
And that's more than Jesse, just car wraps. We're not talking just basic cars. We're talking trucks. We're talking bikes. We're talking trailers, boats, RVs, jet skis,
everything.
Walls, floors, you name it. There isn't anything that the vinyl wraps can't stick to. They make a different glue and adhesive for any application. So, I mean, anywhere you want to make a change, you can do it.
Wow. Really good. Right on, man. Jesse, thanks very much. I appreciate you calling in and joining us today. We love you, everybody. Jesse from Morpheus Designs. Check him out, man. Best in the business. Have a great day. Thank you, Jesse, so very much.
Thank you, guys. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Well, hello. And who might this be?
This is Robin from Miss Outlaw Boutique.
Good morning, Robin from Miss Outlaw Boutique.
I told you I'm calling on a different number.
Yes, you did. How are you this morning?
Good.
How is everything going today?
Everything's good. I wanted, first of all, to say thank you for doing the live stream in front of Miss Outlaw's Boutique for 4th of July.
You're welcome. We had a lot of fun doing that. Thank you for having us there.
All you guys that came down and helped support us and everything. It was a good day.
It's an honor to do that. Thank you for including us and allowing us to be part of that.
So I just wanted to let everybody know we have a whole lot of new inventory in for summertime. We just started getting it in this week.
So what do you guys have going down there today? I know that there were some sales, there was some free shipping or something going on down there from Ms. Outlaw Boutique. You and Layla were doing something pretty special down there.
Yeah, she's got a lot of stuff on sale. She always has a good sale rack out there, so that's there's always a sale going on no matter what.
Yeah, there is. Lots of good things down
but
there.
But she's got a lot of nice stuff in for the summertime that we just got in, so y'all all need to come down and check us out. Go on her Facebook. Go on her website.
MissOutlawBoutique.com. But you can just go to Miss Outlaw on Facebook and you'll see it all out there. Free shipping, lots of great stuff. The online store is now up 561-660-6695. Just amazing things going on down there. A lot of fun stuff. You can get your complimentary cocktail markers from Monkey in Paradise there. It is your official Monkey in Paradise stop for the Abacoa area.
Hello?
Robin, over to you. What happened?
Well, I don't know. I have an echo chamber going on here, I guess. So I got to go. Perfect. I got to open a door. But you guys have a great day.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We are looking at pictures from Geo Hammerback coming in from the rally. And those cars are out there running. Robin, thank you for joining us this morning. You have a wonderful morning. Morning, Kenny, as well.
All right. Well, tell Gio to be safe.
Okay, Gio, Mom said to be safe out there. She wants you safe. You will see Miss Outlaw and Robin at Homestead Speedway next week. Sports race team. Thank you very much, Robin. We appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the top of the hour. We got to jump out of here. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Go out there and see that beautiful video our producer just put up. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MSOutlawBoutique.com. Monkey in Paradise, monkeyinparadise.com. The monkey's loose. He's out there driving right now from Lamborghini and Brower to a McLaren. Monkey and Paradise remind you to drink responsibly. Tony Rienzi, the exotic car guru and salesman to the stars, world renowned, right there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. Appreciate it. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. July 30th, we're out there with the entire race and rally team. Tony Rienzi's out there in force in the industry today. And good morning to our new sponsor, Torque Auto Storage, out there. Another new line in our family about Torque Auto Storage. They are the best for storage, moving cars around, all of that stuff.
Absolutely, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we wish you a wonderful, wonderful week coming up. We'll see you on Monday. Visit our brand new online store, BubbasExoticMotorsports.com. Use the promo code BLOGTALK, free shipping on orders over $75. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, Bub.
Keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Let's keep on doing it, Bubba style.
That's it. We're out of time. That does it for this edition of Doing It Bubba Style. If you want to see the very latest Bubba and Tom have going on, visit their website at BubbasCustomCars.com. That's BubbasCustomCars.com, where you will be linked to all of their social media as well. If you'd like to talk to Bubba and Tom live during the show, call in every Saturday morning at 714-242-5166 between 9 and 9:30 a.m. That's 714-242-5166. Make sure you sit out every day to touch somebody's life in a positive manner. And until next time, keep on doing it. Bubba style.
That's a long time.
Hey, but we ain't ready to give up the prize.
Wingstop lives flavor, and you crave it. That's why we've created the Boneless Flavor Fix for you and your crew. 20 boneless wings, 4 flavors, 2 fries, 2 dips, and 2 cold drinks for just $20. Whether it's lemon pepper, Louisiana rub, or atomic, finding your flavor combo is easy. But deciding who you're going to split it with, that's a different story. The Boneless Flavor Fix. Just $20 for a limited time at Wingstop. The wing experts. Prices and participation may vary. See local restaurant for details. Wingstop lives flavor, and you crave it. That's why we've created the Boneless Flavor Fix for you and your crew. 20 boneless wings, 4 flavors, 2 fries, 2 dips, and 2 cold drinks for just $20. Whether it's lemon pepper, Louisiana rub, or atomic, finding your flavor combo is easy. But deciding who you're going to split it with, that's a different story. The Boneless Flavor Fix. Just $20 for a limited time at Wingstop. The wing experts. Prices and participation may vary. See local restaurant for details.